I'm talking to Josh from Matador U. And you know, Josh, it's Johnson, isn't your last name Josh Johnson?
Yep.
Josh Johnson. And I had a chance to talk with you a couple months ago, and I'm so glad that I found out about Matador U. I actually landed up signing up for a course I'm taking now on travel journalism, and it's changing the whole way I write and think and more. But I it's got an interesting story. So, Josh, maybe you could tell us the roots of where Matador started and where Matador U came into it and how they work together.
Sure. Matador U is the educational branch of Matador Network, which was founded in 2006, kind of right at the start of all of the kind of the online world of blogging and social networking. That was kind of right at the genesis period of what we're enjoying now. So Matador started, and it's, you know, it's changed form, and it's kind of changed directions a few times. But now we are the highest traffic independent online travel magazine, and we have a social network of about 25,000 active travelers. And Matador U is our school for writing, photography, and filmmaking, travel storytelling. Whether you want to be a journalist or a storyteller, a blogger, or a magazine writer, we have the staff and we have the curriculum to help people gain the tools and gain the experience and hopefully get published and gain real world experience in the world of online travel storytelling and travel journalism.
You know, it's so exciting for me to see all the people from all around the world with all kinds of different backgrounds, so excited about the opportunity to travel, to take pictures, to learn, to give the story back and share their stories. And I mean, it just amazes me. You have people from everywhere in the world.
Yes. I mean, it's such a great time to hone these skills because now we all have it at the tips of our fingers. Most people with an internet connection or have a cell phone or a computer or a tablet have these tools at their fingertips, and so many more people are traveling than ever. And when we talk about world communities, we have middle-class communities coming up in developing world countries, and these people are also going to become world travelers as well. So it's not just Western countries that I'm talking. I'm talking about the entire world is traveling more than ever, and there are more people from different countries traveling. So this makes a great real-world connection. And what I get excited about in Matador U is that, yes, we have this technology at our fingertips, and yes, we're all traveling more than ever, but how do we tell good stories? How do we really connect with a place and be able to communicate that through words and photographs that's authentic to our experience? And that's hopefully the skills that we're kind of empowering our students with, because they're already out there telling those stories. They're already out there traveling. So how do we tell a better story, a more authentic story, and hopefully one that you can, publish somewhere or at least share with your friends and family?
You know, I think probably everyone that's traveled has had some thought that, oh, I should do it. I should do a story about this. I should submit it to a magazine. I should really. But it usually just comes down to a Facebook post or two,
right.
maybe a blog. Because, you know, it's one thing to think it. And then there is that amazing experience of actually creating it where everyone can understand what you're trying to express. And that actually takes molding and crafting and learning. And when you have that, it's really a beautiful thing. What's your experience been working and actually understanding with the growth of Matador U? What has your experience been like?
Well, I've been the dean for about a year, which basically means I kind of have my hand in everything we do there, from curriculum development to facilitating students and staff. But my experience, really, I started doing what a lot of people are doing now, which is just traveling and blogging and looking for ways to express myself and looking for communities of people online that I could share my experience with. And really, it was born out of a sense of curiosity and adventure. But I came from my family didn't travel a whole lot when I was growing up, and I kind of came from a smaller town of about 10,000 people in Western Washington, and so I didn't grow up in a culture of world travel or world culture. So when I was thrust into that world, when I decided to start traveling in my early 20s, I really felt that it was an important thing to share with other people, that it wasn't just fun and it wasn't just great photos, that it was actually an important thing to express the lessons I learned and those cathartic experiences and kind of those cultural insights. Because coming from a small town, coming from a family that doesn't travel a lot, I'm seeing these things for the first time, not just for myself, but sometimes for my tribe, if you will, or my family. So that expression and bringing the stories back and bringing my own kind of personal transformation back was the biggest gift of travel. And I found, and now that Matador's, you know, where it is now, and I've been really fortunate to be on the ground level of some really exciting online technologies and online communities, now we can express these stories and these experiences to a world audience. And that is the most exciting thing for me, is to continually become a better storyteller, but also now at Matador U to empower other people to share those experiences, because it's not just about the glory, it's about what we learn, and it's about how we change and grow as humans.
You know, I think there's really a great truth in what you said, and I think it was interesting because on the website there was this chance to enter a contest that you had to win a trip to Prague that was through the New York Travel Fest coming up. I actually just spoke to Ronnie Weiss, who's the organizer for that, just a while ago, and I realized, okay, I wouldn't have known about this event. I wouldn't have known about this contest, which the theme was, how does travel inspire you? I wouldn't have known any of that if I hadn't been part of this, but I'm also learning a lot about the fact what you just said is so true, that because as more and more of us share our insights, there is more connectivity to everyone in the world, and some kind of thread develops that we really understand. It's like, wow, as one person experiences a great experience and shares it, someone else can learn from it, and someone else can be inspired by it. And we can also realize, oh, if they did that, we could do that, you know, and it brings us all kind of together on an interesting playing field.
Absolutely. And I think it really, it's when we talk about how the world's changing for the better, that's at the forefront of my mind, is our ability to interact and communicate and our ability to share these experiences. Because I totally agree with you, Cindy. It raises us all up when we are able to. It doesn't have to be everybody that connects and experiences this way, but if a certain percentage of people are able to and kind of go down that path, I think it raises us all up, having that connectivity and having that exchange between individuals and cultures and cities and countries around the world. I think it's the way forward.
You know, I'm thinking back and reflecting on it. I know Lonely Planet was kind of doing it, and then the Globetrekkers series, you know, and from that it was like people kind of related that there was this whole new way of people really exploring the world. And a lot of time the world's places of interest have changed, and places people want to visit have changed with the explorations that are happening with some of those initial inspirations, but even beyond. And I'm sure there's probably places you never would have ever thought of traveling, but through connections with other people, you're thinking, wow, that might be an interesting place to go to.
Absolutely. You know, the world opens up. And I think the way people travel and why people travel is really changing as well. It's not just about ticking off a bucket list, and it's not about, you know, conquering some wild country. You know, it's not about some glorious kind of the old way of thinking about travel, where you go and you conquer and you take the bit. More people now want a more immersive experience, a cultural exchange, and they want it to mean something. That's why you're seeing volunteerism. That's why you're seeing people really taking the time to go above and beyond just seeing the sights and really trying to immerse themselves. And a lot of the times that's when they get those experiences that they want to share through stories. So that's where we get, you know, we get those stories coming through Matador U, with the stories of going a little further, going off the path, trying to connect with people and not just see the sights.
You know, you also have some very interesting courses in photography and videography, and it's interesting because the problem is, of course, a lot of us think we can just take pictures with our phone, and a lot of people, I sure love the convenience, and if you take a million pictures, you are going to get some really classic ones, but there's more to than just taking a picture with your iPhone if you really want to do some travel photography that's going to be accepted by maybe a magazine, or maybe even just really higher level of blogs or anything else you're connecting with. So I know you've been focusing and finding out a lot more and really expressing a lot through your travels and photos you've been taking.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, I think, you know, the old photography saying that the best camera is the one you have in your hand, I think that is 100%. So iPhonography is great. I do it all the time. I love Instagram. I love kind of the little apps and the little fun tricks you can do to help tell a story. But there's really something to be said about the fundamentals of learning a camera, learning a DSLR, and really learning how to use it properly. And our director of photography, Colby Brown at Matador U, I couldn't think of a better teacher. So we're really lucky to have a very strong photographic staff as well. And I'm learning too. I jumped in the program and I'm taking tips too. I'm still learning my SLR camera and DSLR because it's tough stuff, and a lot of it is not intuitive. So you have to have someone teach you, or you have to have the wherewithal to teach yourself. But it's so rewarding to be able to go above and beyond just setting it to manual and taking a photo. Because if you don't know, it's like the old thing: you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. If you're holding this extremely, complex piece of equipment that can do so much for you, but you don't know the first, the first button to push, then you're better off with your iPhone. So I think our photography program especially empowers people to really go to the next level and understand the cameras, understand the process, and take it to an art form and not just a point and shoot.
I was reading something just the other day which made so much sense, and I never even thought about it before. Was that not only if you're going to post a picture on an article or even a blog site, that's the story and your caption and what you put below it is very important. I never had even thought about that before.
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. When I look at editorial submissions or I look at articles that are photo heavy, it's one of the first things your eye just goes to is the photo, and then I drop down to the captions. And if there's not a caption, that bothers me. But if the caption isn't really that great, that bothers me. I think the best captions add context to what we're saying. It speaks to the unseen. So it's not just if it's a lighthouse overlooking a bay, the caption shouldn't say beautiful lighthouse overlooking the bay. It should really give context to the unseen, and it's the other part of the story. And also, on the nuts and bolts side, great captions, great tags and alt tags are good for SEO as well. So, you're doing yourself a favor by having great, dense, story rich, keyword rich captions and tags.
Well, I hate to go back to the old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words, but because I'm seeing some of the photographs that are present on some of these amazing sites and through Matador and some of the others, basically there's so many layers beyond just your initial thought that you might be captured by when you're trying to take a picture. There's something that captures it, but then there's what makes that picture special, the context that you can take a better picture with, the initial thing that caught your eye, right? I mean, there's so many levels you can do with that.
Absolutely, and it changes moment by moment, and it's a wonderful, and we could all be standing in the same place and take totally different photographs.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a wonderful medium. I read the other day that there are more photos taken with cell phones every day than there were photos taken in the first 100 years of the invention of the camera.
Oh my!
So
wow, that's
think about the sheer numbers of photographs taken. But it's not like we're going to run out of things to take pictures of. That's the beauty. And when you can learn the art and the craft and how to look, through your viewfinder, and also how to kind of tell the story with your photos, because you can be an amazing photographer, but if you don't know how to share that or where to share it or how to add context and depth to the story, some of the important elements might be missed by your viewers.
And it's interesting to me, too, where videography is going, because there's so many more ways. There's so many people that are now, of course, on YouTube and doing it, but there are ways you can create your own TV show about it, and you can go online if you have enough interesting things. And as beautiful as a story is, I have found that good photos and videos and little mini docs last so much longer than a story you might post once or twice and gets 100 likes, even if you're lucky. A video or a doc lasts and has legs that can go much further sometimes.
Yeah, there are studies that definitely point to visual content online doing much, much better than written content. And I love to write stories. I love the written word. I was a creative writing major at university. But the fact is people respond to visuals much, much better when you're talking about storytelling or online marketing. And I would really encourage people to learn the basics of video as soon as possible. I consult with destination brands, with hotel properties, and also obviously work with bloggers and create content of my own. And learning how to do video shouldn't be a scary experience. Learning how to shoot and edit some basic video is, I think, the best thing you can do for yourself if you are really serious about online storytelling. Having that in your pocket and honing that skill going forward, it's going to be very, very sought after. It is right now, but it shouldn't be as scary and as prohibitive as I think a lot of people think it is. And that's, you know, we try to kind of break that down in Matador U as well with the filmmaking program.
Yeah, and I've been doing, you know, video work for a long time. The hardest part for me, and I still haven't got around, is the fact that the backup. If you're a million miles away in the middle of somewhere and something goes wrong with your mic, or if something goes wrong with you, if you don't have a backup, and yet you want to travel as light as you can, but I mean, the value of having backup. I remember a shoot I did a long ways away, and one camera broke, and thank God I had a second camera I'd brought. But I mean, you don't ever think of that. But when you want to travel light, it's something you have to consider, or you have to be able to somehow rent something, you know.
Yeah, no, totally. I do lots of trips, and I do press trips where, you know, I have to be on my game and I have to be there creating a video. And if I usually end up bringing three or four different cameras.
Wow. Yeah.
Just in case, you know, it's like that's like my nightmare scenario is everything breaks and I won't be able to, you know, have to draw a picture with a Sharpie on a napkin or something.
Well, I was flown in by helicopter for a shoot by a waterfall, and thank God I had a second camera, because there were two helicopters coming in. So I landed first, set up my camera on the tripod with the waterfall, you know, and the whole set, and to get the helicopter flying into this valley with this huge, beautiful waterfall. And little did I think that the camera I had set up as a second camera, of course, was going to be knocked over into the stream of the pool because of the wash of the helicopter, and me going, oh no, there goes a $2,500 camera. Oh, and it was trashed, of course, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be an instance where maybe the iPhone would have been...
But you know, and then I think I found out about you about GoPro, and I'm actually exploring that, because that's really interesting for $300. Well, it always comes out to more than what you think, but because there's the extras you have to get.
Yeah,
but that GoPro's kind of been really interesting in the way we look at things now. You're a big fan of GoPro, aren't you?
Yeah, big time. I try to use it with most of my travel videos and include big portions of GoPro, and some of them I only shoot with GoPro because it's so light, and now the next generation models have very decent audio if you want audio. But for me, it's about the best tool to tell a new kind of an exciting story, and GoPro lets me do angles and do crazy things. You know, it's waterproof, and you have all these great kind of accoutrements that you can attach to your surfboard or the outside of a car. So it's just, you know, it's just another tool that, the technology is great, so it allows you to capture things that you really just couldn't with any other camera. And GoPro's not paying me to say that. I'm just an evangelist. I love the product, and I use it all the time. So.
Well, I have to say, after you told me about it, I'd explored it. I'm pretty tempted. I am not quite there, but because I don't do bike lane. Well, and maybe I will go down Haleakala, and then it'd be great for going down from the top of Haleakala. It would be perfect. It's definitely good if you're at the point where you want to travel or walk around, or you're on bike, or you're underwater, and you want to have hands free, right? I mean, that's kind of cool that you can do that.
Yeah, and you don't have to be an extreme athlete or some doing some crazy adventure. You know, a lot of great GoPro videos are. One of my favorites was based off of a family's trip to the beach, and it was kids, you know, they had it in the bottom of the beach pail, so you had this great angle of the camera looking up out of the beach pail as it's being carried by this kid on this thing. And it's like, wow, there's all these great, one of my favorites is they put it on a dog's collar, and the dog's running through this field fetching sticks, and it's like, it's just such a great kinetic, and of course there was a Super Bowl ad where they put the GoPro on the baby and toss them up in the air, and it's... I think they're really trying to market it to non-adventure, non-extreme sports type people.
That's interesting. I never would have thought of putting it on a dog. Oh my gosh, that's classic.
Oh, so again, they're drooling all over. That's great.
Well, it's always a treat talking to you, Josh. And where's your next adventure going to be?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be going to Aruba in 2 weeks. So I'm pretty darn excited about that.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting is, and I think you probably do this and we just all do it, but maybe we don't do it as methodically as you do. When you're taking a trip, there's a lot of pre-work you do, you know, research that you do before you take a trip like that, and a lot of important things you have to set up ahead of time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I used to almost entirely fly by the seat of my pants. I went a long time traveling and never having booked a reservation or looked at a map or planned anything ahead of time. So a lot of my long-term trips, there was no plans whatsoever. There's no research. But now when I have to do more kind of shorter targeted trips to create online content, or if I'm working with a destination marketing organization to create content, I kind of got to go in there with a game plan. But fortunately, I have friends and partners that also help me out with that as well. But it's important to plan, but I always stress a great degree of spontaneity and a great degree of discovery, because when I was just traveling for travel's sake, when I was an expat living abroad, it was that sense of anything could happen. It was that sense of I could turn left or I could turn right, and I don't know what, I don't know where I'm going to go, and I don't know what's going to happen, and that's the beauty. So I always, no matter how far I progress along of being a professional travel storyteller and you know, working online and having a much kind of more scheduled existence, I never want to lose the spontaneity and exploration. So I have to leave some of it up to chance.
Yeah, and you know, that's where the magic happens. That's where some of the best stories and things happen, and you have to always leave some space for that. Definitely, I totally agree. Well, it's a treat talking to you. You'll have to let us know about your Aruba adventures. People can go online and find out more at?
Yes, MatadorU, just the letter U, .com. And if you're interested in our parent company, Matador Network, we publish 3 to 6 articles a day. I mean, really everything under the sun, if it has to do with travel culture or world culture, you know, guides, narrative, photography, video, we publish original content daily. So Matador U and MatadorNetwork.com.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, Josh.
Anytime, Cindy.
Happy travels.
Thank you.
Okay,
too. Bye-bye.
Aloha.